Hi, this is Jacob. Let's go down Gilead Lane.
I know it's all pretty weird and everything. I mean, she's dead.
I just haven't known what to say.
No one talks to you.
What are you afraid of?
They're my best friends, and I don't know what to say. I haven't journaled here for a few weeks. So much has happened, and I guess this is the first time I feel like I can write about it. Mrs. Taylor, Luke and Becca's mom, died 2 weeks ago. Still doesn't even feel real when I write it. But she did. And even though we all knew that cancer would kill her, it didn't make it any easier. The worst part was watching Becca and Luke during the memorial service. The whole time the pastor spoke, Luke was holding Becca's hand. He was sitting up so straight, squeezing his eyes shut against the tears. Becca didn't even look up. I just saw her shoulders shaking. She didn't make a sound. She only shook. I just wish I knew what to do, Lord. I wish I knew what to feel and what to say. I hate that. I don't even know what to say to my best friends right now. Almost 2 weeks, I can't think of a thing to say.
Hey, little girl.
Hi, Dad.
Hey. Should have known you'd be up here in the attic. Wow, you need a brighter light up here, too.
I like the lamp. It makes everything feel softer.
Yeah, sometimes that's just what we need, isn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't you hear us calling you?
Sorry. You know I don't hear anything when I'm writing.
Well, your mother talked me into building a fire.
It's May.
Yeah, I know. But the boys wanted to build one, and it's cold outside, all this rain.
Yeah.
Besides, you know how Mom likes to get all cozy.
No.
Well, why don't you come on down, Brooke? These attic walls are hardly insulated.
I can't, Dad.
Can't? Well, you want to talk about it?
No, I'm sorry. All I ever do is cry anymore.
Oh, come on. Come here. Go on. It's okay to cry, Brooke. I think it might help to talk about it. I mean, you don't have to go through this alone.
I know.
You know how hard it is for Mom and me to watch our baby girl go through this?
I'm not a baby, Dad. I should be able to handle this. Besides, Becca and Luke are the ones who lost their mom, not me. I'm a big girl, okay?
No, actually it's not okay. What you don't understand is that you will always be our baby girl. And not only do we want to help you right now, but Mom almost needs to.
Dad.
I don't know if you've noticed, but she likes having you guys around. She had me build a fire in the month of May so that she could cuddle with her babies. You know that as well as I do. Brooke, seeing Mrs. Taylor die reminded us that we don't know how long we have until Jesus calls us all home.
Don't say that, Dad.
Come on. We want to love you kids as hard as we can while we've got you right here with us.
Oh, Dad.
So, after all that, you still want to stay up here alone in a cold attic while your family's cuddled around a fire downstairs?
I'm coming.
You better.
But Timmy wants Brookie to help him.
Hi, Brooke.
Oh, hi, Tiffany.
Can I talk to you a minute?
Sure, I've got to get to track practice, but what's up?
Well, first, I'm sorry about Mrs. Taylor.
Yeah, I am too.
I didn't think it would really happen, you know?
Yeah.
So, do you know when Luke and Becca are going to be back at school?
Luke's skipping track practice, but he was here today.
What about Becca? Was she here? Because we got that extra planning meeting for the spring ball tonight.
No, Tiffany, she wasn't here, and I don't really think she's up for anything like that yet.
Well, do you know when she will be up for things? Because the ball is at the end of this month, and...
Her mom is dead, Tiffany. Give her a break.
Okay, I know.
Good.
I was just wondering if she was even up for the formal anymore, with everything that's happened.
I don't know, Tiffany.
Because there's more and more to do, and Becca hasn't been to any of the meetings.
I said I don't know, Tiffany. Look, I have to go to practice. Coach Stevens doesn't like it when we're late.
You're coming to the planning meeting tonight, though, right?
I don't think so. My mom's picking me up after practice. Bye!
Some people...
Morrison's residence, Michael speaking.
Well, hello, Michael. What nice phone manners.
Thank you.
This is Mrs. Richter.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Richter. I thought you'd be my dad. Mom just called him and asked him to pick up some milk on its way home.
Oh.
So, how's Maya? Did she tell you how much homework Mr. Wallen gave us today?
No, she didn't say.
It was a lot, especially since we're getting to the end of the year. Is Maya there?
Well, yes.
Can I talk to her?
Michael, I called you.
Oh, yeah.
Is your mother there?
Sure, I'll go get her.
Thank you.
Mom, telephone!
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Bye, Mrs. Richter. Tell Maya I say hi. Goodbye. Hello, Mary.
Oh, hi, Monica. Sorry if my son burst your eardrum. He knows better than to yell into the phone.
Yes, well, kids will be kids.
So, what can I do for you?
I was wondering how everyone is doing. I know how close your family is to the Taylors, and I'm sure Joan's death has been difficult.
Thank you for your concern.
Yes, we've actually been very worried about Rebecca Taylor. She's missed almost 2 weeks of meetings about the spring ball, and she's been so active in all the planning up until this point.
Well, she has been going through an awful lot.
Of course she has. But there are only a few weeks left. At least she has something to look forward to. What an honor to have been elected as the Queen of Spring for this ball.
Yeah, it is an honor, but I'm sure she has had her mind on other things right now.
Naturally, Mary. But still, this is the sesquicentennial celebration, and Rebecca was chosen as queen. The chance to represent our town in such a way, and it's coming up so quickly.
Is there anything else I can do for you, Monica?
Actually, there is.
Okay.
I couldn't possibly call over to the Taylors at such a time.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, but I was wondering if maybe you knew when Rebecca would be up and around again. We do have all these meetings coming up so quickly.
And when did you get involved with the planning of the ball, Monica?
Really, Mary, we've moved beyond what the high school students can do alone for the big celebration. And as heads of the town council, Tom and I are helping with the rest of the plan.
Of course you are.
Yes, my husband had all kinds of plans for this celebration in the beginning. His own agenda, I assure you. But back to my point, Mary. Will Rebecca be attending the meetings again soon?
I am really not sure, Monica.
Because Tiffany spoke with your Brooke after school today. And Brooke wasn't very helpful, to say the least.
Really? Monica, I have no idea.
Fine. I must tell you, Mary, we are getting a little concerned about the fact that Brooke hasn't been attending the meetings either.
I wasn't aware that there was a scheduled meeting tonight.
Well, it wasn't scheduled, but still...
I'll ask Brooke about it when I pick her up, and I really should be going.
Right. Thank you, Mary. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Goodbye.
Is that you, John?
Yes, sir.
Well, what brings the judge to our humble little store?
Well, Mary called me on my way home from work. Needs milk for dinner.
Ah, so did you have a busy day in court?
Oh, not too bad. What about you? How's business been?
Well, you know, we've got a booth at the park for the celebration, and when Main Street's closed off for the parade, people usually find their way in here for something to drink or to snack on.
Good.
So we're just stocking up and getting ready.
Great. What do I owe you for the meal?
$279.
$279. Good. you said we? What, are Luke and Becca here helping you out?
Becca doesn't leave the house much right now. But Luke's here. He doesn't really want me to be alone.
How are you, Ben?
We knew this was coming. I shouldn't let it get me so upset, but...
Oh, come on, that's nonsense, Ben. It still hurts. I mean, even though we have peace that she knew Jesus and is up in heaven with him, it doesn't take away from the fact that she isn't here anymore.
You're right. I still don't believe it.
Well, of course not.
Hey, Dad, you okay, Dad?
I'm fine. Don't worry so much.
Hi, Mr. Morrison.
Hi, Luke. How are you holding up, son?
Okay, I guess. Kind of sick of people asking me how I am.
Luke, oh, sorry.
No, I didn't really mean you. It's just that I went back to school today. The kids all stared at me like I was a freak.
I'm sure they weren't thinking that, Luke.
Dad, I'm not kidding. It's like all the kids walk by whispering, oh, he's the one whose mom died. Like knowing someone who's dead makes you famous or something. Luke, but no one talks to you. Or if they do, they're just hoping you won't say something about your dead mom. I don't know. I just don't blame Becca for not coming back yet.
All right. Becca hasn't gone back to school?
No. I don't know if I should make her. I mean, I'd hope she would have gone back today, you know, to make a fresh start of it all on a Monday.
I don't know if she's ready yet, Dad. If everyone stares at her like they did me, she's gonna fall apart.
What do you think I should do, Jack?
Oh, I don't know. Might really help her to at least go through the motions of normalcy. I mean, that isolation won't help.
Yeah, I know.
Well, maybe just assure her that if she gets overwhelmed, you're here for her if she needs you.
I could make sure she knows I'd pick her up if she wanted me to.
Yeah, and I'm sure having her brother there at school with her will help. And Brooke, too.
Yeah, I saw Brooke today. It seemed like she was always in a rush to get somewhere else.
Oh, yeah? What do you mean?
Nothing. I just Beck and I haven't really heard from her.
You know, we really do miss having her drop by. We haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah. Well, I'll make sure I give her the message.
Good.
Dad, we told Becca we'd be home to eat by 6, and we still have a lot to do.
That's right.
Well, yeah, I have to get going anyway, guys. You give Becca our love, will you?
Okay.
All right.
Bye, Mr. Morrison.
Thanks.
Thanks for picking me up, Mom.
No problem. How was track practice?
Pretty good for how bad it started out.
What happened?
Tiffany Richter stopped me at my locker and wouldn't stop talking. I was totally late. Coach made me do a couple extra laps.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It just makes it even harder to be nice to Tiffany. She can be so mean.
Was it about the spring ball planning meeting?
That and... Hey, how'd you know about that?
Oh, moms know everything.
Oh, yeah.
No, actually, Mrs. Richter called me.
What'd she want?
Well, she wanted to know how Becca was doing.
Oh, that's all they care about. They just want to make sure their precious little ball isn't ruined.
Oh, look.
I'm sorry.
Why aren't you going to the meeting tonight?
I don't know. The only reason I'm even on the committee was because Becca wanted me there. She's been dreaming about that ball since she was like 5 years old.
I know she has. And it was a dream she shared with her mom. I'm thankful she has it to look forward to.
Especially since they got to pick out Becca's dress together before she got really bad.
You've been thinking a lot about them, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, Mom, I don't want to go to the meeting tonight. It was a long day, and I just want to be with you guys, okay?
Well, I'm not going to argue with you there. But you really do need to go to the rest of the meetings. Commitment, remember?
Okay. So... what'd you do today?
Oh, I actually had a very nice morning.
Yeah.
Grace came over to have breakfast with me.
She did?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
did she talk about being back at the blind school?
You know, the morning went so fast, and she asked so many questions about all of you and the Taylors.
Oh.
And, We never even got around to talking about her and her semester back there.
That's just like Grace. Oh, I miss her.
Well, good. Because she asked if you'd come over and help her do some spring cleaning on Wednesday, and I said you'd go.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Hey, I knew you'd want to.
Yeah. So you want me to wipe out all the windowsills with this bleach solution, Grace?
Right. The sills and the floorboards, and I'll be straightening up over here if you need anything.
Got it. Oh, I'm so glad you're home, Grace.
Thanks.
Forgot how good it feels to just get away from everything and come over here. Thanks for inviting me.
What are you thanking me for? You come over here after a long day at school and track to help me clean my house? I should be thanking you.
Trust me, everywhere else feels so sad right now.
I've been wondering how you're doing.
I'm fine, Grace. And I'm not the one who lost my mom.
Are the twins back at school yet?
Luke is, but not Becca.
I know these last few weeks haven't been easy for you, Brooke.
I'm sorry, Grace, but I just don't want to talk about it, okay?
Are you sure?
Yeah. You know what I like about cleaning, Grace?
What?
When nothing else seems to make sense in this crazy life, you can see at least something come to order. Maybe not with scrubbing, but with straightening up and all that.
I disagree. You can seem to have your whole house in perfect order, but that's nothing if there's a black layer of dirt building on itself and you never clean it out.
Tell me about it.
It's the same way with people.
What?
We can't let the dirt and pain from our lives cover everything inside us. We have to let it out, or we're not going to get anywhere.
You don't give up, do you?
Not if I can help it. You're going to have to talk about all the hurt inside of you sooner or later, Brooke.
But it's nothing compared to what Luke and Becca are feeling. It was their mom that died, Grace.
I know.
I feel so selfish for crying all the time.
Stuffing it all in won't help anyone. Especially not Becca and Luke.
But that's just it. I don't know how to help them. I know I've been a terrible friend, Grace.
No.
I know I've been.
No, Brooke, don't.
Yes, I have been. You don't even know. I could handle anything else. When Becca's mom and dad got divorced, when their mom first came back, I could even handle hearing about the cancer. But not this.
Oh, honey. I think you're starting at the wrong place here.
What?
You couldn't handle anything. It's God that's given you the strength to stand beside your friends. And He has so much more to give.
I'm afraid, Grace.
What are you afraid of?
I don't know what to say. They're my best friends, and I don't know what to say.
And that's why you don't want to see them.
What did people say to you when your mom and dad died?
Oh, Brooke, there is no formula, honestly. Sure, there are a million books out there that tell you how to comfort, and they tell you how to grieve, and they tell you what to say and what not to say. But the real truth is that nobody knows.
That's not a big help, Grace.
I know. The important thing isn't what you say, Brooke. It's that you say something. The fact is, Becca and Luke are probably feeling more lonely than they've ever been.
I know.
And from what I know, Becca's the worse off because Luke is at least talking with his father and getting back into normal life.
Yeah.
Think about it, Brooke. If you, her very best friend, don't know what to say, do you think anyone else is talking to her?
No.
I'm not trying to make you feel bad, honey. But I know you love her. And I know the Lord put you in the Taylors' lives for a reason. Now you need to put your faith and trust back into Him and let Him use you in their lives again.
But what if I make things worse for them?
Oh, Brooke, trust God. It's not up to you to fix them. Only the Lord can do that. But it is up to you to keep doing what you do best, and that's loving them and standing beside them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that right now, Becca needs a friend.
Like you. More than she ever has.
I know. Thanks, Grace.
How do you do that?
Do what?
You always get people talking about stuff they don't want to talk about.
Oh, I guess I have my rules.
Brooke.
Hi, Bex. Can I come in?
Yeah. Can't believe you even used the doorbell.
Yeah.
So, I haven't seen you in a while.
Becca, I'm so sorry I haven't come over.
It's okay. I know it's all pretty weird and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's dead, you know?
I know.
I really miss you, Brooke.
Missed you, too. I just haven't known what to say.
Who does? Just don't leave me, okay? Please?
Okay.
I'm coming back to school tomorrow.
You are?
Yeah. I know I have to see everyone sooner or later. Oh, Dad said he wouldn't let me drop out.
What about homeschooling?
Oh, I wish. Luke told me that Tiffany's been pretty annoying.
I guess that's something we can always count on. She keeps asking me when you'll be back to plan the sesquicentennial ball.
They're gonna love me after I tell them.
Tell them what?
Look, I have to go back to school. Fine. But I can't do the spring ball, Brooke.
Well, I'm sure everyone will understand. It's almost all planned out anyway, thanks to you. You're gonna look beautiful as the queen.
No.
That dress you and your mom picked out?
No, Brooke. I mean, I can't do any of it. I'm not going.
What do you mean you're not going? You've waited for this your whole life. You're the queen, Bex.
I'm not going to the spring ball.
Well, it's easy to understand why Becca is struggling with going to the spring ball. It was an event she dreamed about with her mom, and now Joan is gone. Today, Brooke was having a hard time figuring out how to help Luke and Becca through their grief. She didn't know what to say or do that would help them get over their losing their mom. So, she avoided them for a while. Has it ever been like that for you? Have you ever wanted to reach out and help someone? Maybe talk to them about God, but you couldn't? Because you didn't know what to say. It's okay not to have all the answers. There aren't many people that do. It's at the end of our personal knowledge and abilities that we have to rely on God for His truth and grace. As Paul witnessed to the Greek town of Ephesus, he relied on prayer to reveal truth to them. I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know Him better. If you know someone who is hurting, you can start praying for them right now. You can even contact us, and we'll pray with you. Write us at Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501, or you can email us through our website at cbhministries.org. Today's program, A Time to Mourn, is a production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids. It was written and directed by Beth Culp, produced by Simon Guevara, engineered by Steve Odell, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. I'm Jacob. We'll see you again next time, down Gilead Lane.